This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
All right. We're about to be joined by Ezra Levant from Rebel News Media. Let's quickly, I don't even know where to go here. It's just all so crazy. Let's have a little comedic relief here. This is the great comedian J.P. Sears, properly using comedy to explain just how ludicrous the current Democrat policy is dealing with law enforcement and illegal immigration. Illegal immigrants are above the law, and the U.S. taxpayer are the criminals. And so here's Awaken with JP with a comedic bit about how Democrats approach law enforcement and illegal immigration in clip 10.
Oh my God, that man is attacking a woman!
Yeah, he sure is.
Are you going to do something?
Well, you see, that there man pummeling that woman in the face, very viciously, I might add, he is an illegal alien, and she is a citizen of New York. And you see, Mayor Adams has made it a crime for us to stop crime that's being perpetrated on citizens of New York by people who are illegally here. Sanctuary city kind of thing.
He's beating her to a pulp. You're the police. Do something.
Oh, right. Excuse me, sir. I have a debit card worth $10,000 for you, funded with taxpayer money. Oh, and because I'm not checking your ID, because that would be illegal here in New York, you can just go get another one in about an hour or so. Yeah, I'll tell you, it's nice to see them beating up a woman for a change. Usually they're attacking us police officers.
So J.P. Sears using comedy to exhibit a major issue we have. But that's what it is. Just ask the citizens of New York. But again, I go back to the clip where the mayor in Athens is getting heckled and protested by the locals. Everybody gets it now, folks. Everybody gets it now. They're seeing their recreation centers being given to illegal immigrants. They're seeing their schools being given to illegal immigrants. They're seeing the hotels being given to illegal immigrants. Their pockets are lighter. Their bank accounts are lighter. And they say, well, wait a second. What about us? And they know it's the Democrats. They can try to hide it as much as possible. I've got so much more on this. So now all the illegal immigrants are coming into California, and they're turning the airport there into an illegal immigrant station that'll be temporary, and then they'll build illegal immigrant centers all over San Diego, all over California. And so then maybe the people in California will suffer the same realization that people in Texas and other areas. I mean, here's just a look at one of the migrant shelters in San Diego in clip two.
Jim Desmond telling News Nation that since Friday, over 2,000 migrants have been street released into the community. Predominantly, single men have been released by Border Patrol agents, and it was the center of much debate during a border supervisors meeting on Tuesday. Officials deciding to approve a plan to develop a long-term migrant transfer site and to secure federal funding for it. Now, despite the motion passing, Supervisor Desmond is disappointed in that vote.
This federally funded long-term shelter here is just being complicit with the federal government and the current mess and the fact that they're not upholding the current laws. They're making this mess. I do not want to be complicit in a system, in a symptom of a failed and broken system. That needs to be fixed first.
And it's just not the border town of San Diego that's now being impacted with this financial burden. El Paso is also set to run out of funds to address that migrant surge. But later today, Mark, here at this transit center, we're expected to see just another drop-off of hundreds of migrants released into the community, essentially with nowhere to go. There's no design facility to assist their transportation. That's what county officials are trying to solve as soon as they can.
Jorge Ventura, so this is what's going to happen, folks. It's going to get worse, but the political reckoning is going to boomerang. There's going to be hundreds of people killed by illegal immigrants this year, probably dozens, if not hundreds, of women raped. And they're just going to pour in by the millions. And we're all going to witness it. That's what our leaders do. They're traitors to the country, just like they are in Canada. Ezra Levant.
In 60 seconds, I don't have time to tell you about all the incredible ingredients in TurboForce. If you simply go to InfoWarsStore.com and look at the list of ingredients and look them up, every one of them is known to give you boosted, clean, focused energy without the letdown. We're talking up to 10 hours of clean energy per serving with TurboForce, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's discounted right now. And it doesn't just boost your body's clarity and focus and stamina. It also funds the InfoWar. So it's a 360 win. If you've never tried TurboForce, now is the time. It's got 5-star reviews. TurboForce at InfoWarsStore.com will take your energy and your clarity to the next level without the letdown, and it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So go get TurboForce today at InfoWarsStore.com, and I know you will not be disappointed because thousands of others have gotten it, and it has 5-star reviews. Get TurboForce now.
The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
If you take life, do you know what you
mean? Ezra Levant is not just a groundbreaker in the Canadian media. He's also an extremely concerned citizen. And he joins me now for the hour to talk about what Justin Trudeau is doing to censor Canadians' speech. And Ezra, I guess I would start this by saying, when Justin Trudeau comes out and talks about the rise of authoritarianism and anti-democratic activities, does he not see the irony in these statements when he makes them to the public? Surely the Canadian people do.
Yeah, I mean, he is a gaslighter extraordinaire. I don't know if you've ever heard the phrase DARVO. It's a psychological term. It's a deny. And then it's used sometimes, for example, to talk about psychological abuse. I want to make sure I get the exact acronym. Deny, attack, and reverse victim and offender. That's DARVO. So that's a kind of psychological manipulation. So Justin Trudeau, who wore blackface In three different decades of his life, when he was a teen, when he was in his 20s, when he was 30s, he wore blackface so many times he couldn't keep track. When he calls you the racist, he does the DARVO, deny, attack, and reverse victim and offender. He sexually assaulted a young woman named Rose Knight, but he'll call you the sexist. So the key to understanding Trudeau is as a psychological manipulator. He'll use the language of civil liberties while declaring martial law on his own people, which is what he did when the trucker convoy came to Ottawa. That martial law, called the Emergencies Act, was never even used during 9/11. But Trudeau inflicted it on peaceful protesters who were embarrassing him. You have to understand what a sociopath Trudeau is to understand what we're about to go through here. And I got to tell you, Owen, Alex Jones is the master of these stories, but you actually have suffered personally the fate that many Canadians will suffer if this new censorship bill passes. Your experience recently, the January 6th experience, will be codified into law in Canada if this bill passes. Frankly, you're the one person in America who I think will understand the threat and the gravity here, and I'd like to take you through it, if I may. You might find it, or I think other people might find it hard to believe, but I think you'll know what I'm talking about is the real threat, and it's imminent.
Well, and here's what people need to understand. I am just a test case, if you will. I am just a precedent-setting case, if you will. But even in my case, my case will be like nothing compared to what it's going to be like in a decade, let alone 50 years. A jail sentence, going through all the legals issues, dealing with probation, that'll be like a slap on the wrist. Soon it'll be your 10-year sentence will be the minimum for engaging in a speech crime.
Yeah. Well, you know what? This new bill called C-63 was introduced by Trudeau this week. It's about 100 pages long, and there are probably 10 different nuclear bombs in there in regards to civil liberties. And I'd love just to dig into them. And I think, like I say, you'll probably believe me, but your viewers might say, that can't be. You know, Scott Adams, the great critical thinker and skeptic, he reviewed C-63 and he tweeted just a few hours ago. He said, this can't be right. Something's got to be off here. He says, I've seen the primary documents, I've seen the source documents, but I just can't believe this is happening, because he has not been through the looking glass like you have. I went through a version of this about 15 years ago when I published the Danish cartoons of Mohammed, and I was investigated for 900 days by something called the Human Rights Commission. And so I was through a, sort of a beta test of this. But let me tell you what the real deal is. Are you ready? Should I just start going through the law?
Yeah, let's go through this, because it's important that people understand as well, like you're saying, when Scott Adams reads through this, he says, what? I don't even believe this. And you mentioned my case. Same thing happened. When people read my hearing sentencing documents, they said, wait a second, you're being imprisoned for chanting USA? You're being imprisoned for chanting 1776? Yes, quite literally. It's in their own documents. So that's how shocking this is. Ezra Levant, Rebel News Media, lay into these shocking, disturbing, almost impossible to believe laws that Justin Trudeau wants to put on the books.
Sure. Well, I'm just going to start going, because there's about 10 things I want to share with you, so I won't linger too long on any one of them. But Owen, if there's anything you want to ask me about to explain, you just interrupt me and let me know. The first thing you need to know is that hate is obviously a human emotion. We all know that. Sometimes we feel love, sometimes we feel hate, sometimes we feel contempt, sometimes we feel respect. That's a normal human personality. And you can no more ban hate than you could pass the Love Each Other Act to command us all to love each other. It's just part of human nature. And what we do as grown-ups is we try and control our hatred and transform it into positive energy to affect change, to campaign for a better world, whatever. You cannot eradicate hate from the human heart. But what I guess the essence of this bill, C-63, is it turns that feeling into a crime. It's not even a thought crime, Owen. It's a feelings crime. And let me just tell you, I think the building block of all this is that this law says it is now a crime. It is a form of discrimination to express hate on the internet. Actually, it's not even that blunt. If you say anything, even if it's true, Owen, even if it's reporting the news, Owen, that causes another person to make it, quote, likely to feel, to detest or vilify someone. So if you say something like, you were just talking about, you were playing a clip about illegal immigrants committing crimes. So that little video clip you showed about 5 minutes ago, that was not hateful. But if, I don't think, it was humorous. But if that was likely to expose a person to hatred or contempt, likely to cause someone to have hard feelings about someone else based on certain protected characteristics, that would be a hate crime. So let's say you did a political commentary or a humorous sketch, or you just read the news, and that caused someone to have hard feelings. That's a crime, even if they don't act on it, even if it didn't actually happen, because the key word in the law is likely to expose a person to detestation, likely to. It's a future crime. It's a pre-crime. So now that you know that, let me go through it.
Well, and also, let's just lay it out. What you're saying is this bill would make that illegal. This bill would make that comedy sketch that we played illegal. And the obvious question here would be, well, who decides what hate is? Well, we obviously have it figured out. It's them. They decide what hate is, and it's going to be whatever works for their political agenda.
Well, remember what Lavrenti Beria, the early secret police capo under Stalin, said. You remember what he said? He said, show me the man and I'll find you the crime. What does that mean? That means there are so many laws that are so vague and so open to political manipulation that everyone is guilty already. They just need to be charged. So the likely to expose a person to hate is so vague. And it doesn't have to be proven. It doesn't have to actually expose a person to hate. It's just a could be, maybe, it's a future tense crime. I saw you were playing a clip there from Minority Report. That's exactly what it is. So take my fellow Canadian Jordan Peterson. He talks about transgenderism. He talks about other things in a really deep way, and it gets people riled up. He posts a lot on social media. So any post he's ever made, new or anything that's still online that he has control over, could be the subject of a complaint. And one of the ways people can complain is to a political quasi-judicial tribunal, not real judges. It's run by activists. It's called the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. Anyone in the country can complain. Actually, they don't even have to be a citizen. Anyone can complain to the Human Rights Commission. They don't have to hire a lawyer. They just have to file a complaint. It would be as easy as making a YouTube comment or a Twitter comment. But they do it instead of just shouting in Twitter. They file it with the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. The Canadian Human Rights...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Well, if I go on air and I say X and so down the street rape and kill an infant, well, is that not in violation of this bill? Would that not might cause somebody to hate or be upset at an individual because they raped and killed an infant? I mean, that's how insane this is. So this is completely shattering not just free speech. This is just shattering thought and speech. So, Ezra, get into now the weeds of this.
Sure, and I'd go further. It's a feelings crime. And by the way, let me just talk for one more minute about the feeling called hate. We don't like to be hateful. We don't like to see hate in others. It's sort of an ugly emotion. But if you ask people why they hate something, they usually, if they're telling the truth, say there's an underlying grievance of some sort. They're angry about something. They feel something was done wrong. So if you want to deal with hate, deal with the underlying grievance. Simply telling someone who has hard feelings you're not allowed to feel that way, that's not going to make them change their mind. Like I said, you can't force someone to love each other. But frankly, speech is a safety valve. People can blow off steam with free speech because I tell you, there's a correlation between countries where you're allowed to blow off steam with the First Amendment and peace versus countries where you're not allowed peaceful criticism of the world. And so people resort to violence. But let me, I talked about this human rights tribunal that's basically putting a $20,000 bounty on each complaint that you can bring before them, and it gives people secrecy to make the complaints. That's insane, and I think that's how they're going to go after conservatives like me or Jordan Peterson. But let me tell you something even darker, and I think this is going to give you some January 6th vibes. You know what a restraining order is. They're often used in a domestic dispute. Let's say, God forbid, a man is beating his wife. She can go to court and get a restraining order, which is basically an order that he's not allowed to come within a certain number of feet of her, not allowed to call her, etc. At the end of the day, it's a piece of paper. You can't stop a fist, but it's basically a warning, stay away. We use restraining orders when there's a case like I've just described, domestic violence. But this C-63 creates a restraining order against what? Against fists? Against violence? No. Against hate speech. So if someone out there, you think he might engage in hate speech in the future, he hasn't done so yet, you can go to a judge. And I see your producer there had C-63 in the background. Search for the phrase fear of hate, and you'll pull it up if you want to show this. Because, again, this is the part that Scott Adams probably wouldn't believe. And I want to show you in the primary document. They are adding a crime to the Canadian Criminal Code called fear of hate. Fear of hate propaganda offense or hate crime. And I'm just going to read it to you because it's very short. The new section 810.0121 of our criminal code will now read, if this bill passes, a person may, with the Attorney General's consent, lay an information before a provincial court judge if the person fears, on reasonable grounds, that another person will commit an offense under section 318 or 319. And those are the hate speech provisions. What does this mean? If you're afraid that someone's going to say something bad, they haven't done it yet. They have not done it yet. But if you have a fear that someone's going to engage in hate speech or hate propaganda, you can go to a judge and then scroll down a tiny bit there. The provincial court judge may cause the parties to appear. And then look at part three. Yeah, you've got it on the screen there. Perfect. Great work. Thanks, guys. I wanted, because you're not going to believe me if you didn't see this with your own eyes. If the provincial court judge before whom the parties appear is satisfied by the evidence adduced that the informant has reasonable grounds for the fear, the judge may order that the defendant enter into a recognizance to keep the peace and be of good behavior for a period of not more than 12 months. Now, what does that mean? Scroll down to subsection 6. It's just a little bit further down, called conditions in recognizance. So I'm using some legal jargon, recognizance. Basically, it's a peace bond. It's a restraining order because someone's afraid you're going to say something really mean. You haven't done it yet. But look at section 6. Look at what the judge can do. A, wear an electronic monitoring device. B, return to and remain at their place of residence at specified times. That's called house arrest. C, abstain from the consumption of drugs or alcohol. D, provide, for the purpose of analysis, a sample of bodily substance that can make you give blood or urine. E, that's more on blood or urine. F, abstain from communicating directly or indirectly with any person identified in the recognizance, or refrain from going to any place specified in the recognizance, except in accordance with the judge. Condition 7, seize your lawful firearms. And by the way, if you don't agree with any of this, you go straight to prison. It's all there in Bill C-63. We've gone through the text. I don't want to get bogged down in there, but let me sum it up. You didn't have to do anything yet. It's that Tom Cruise movie, Minority Report, where those precogs, you know, that sci-fi movie, those three sort of mind future predictors.
Yeah, the oracles.
If they predict, hey, he hasn't said anything mean yet, but just take a look at him. He watches InfoWars. He watches Rebel News. Judge, I'm really afraid he's going to say something super mean. Ankle bracelet, house arrest, no alcohol, give up your firearms. You can't call this person. You can't go there. It's in black and white. A restraining order. I believe in restraining orders in the case of domestic violence or a stalker. Absolutely. I think we all do. If that's real harm. That's real violence. You got to stop it. You want to have the cops stop it. You want to have those dangerous offenders locked up. I think we all agree on that. But they are taking that legal mechanism, that police mechanism, that punishment that we normally use on sex offenders or domestic violence cases, and they're putting it on hate speech. Maybe we'll just read that part one more time, because I bet you if Scott Adams was watching, he'd be saying it can't be. It can't be. This is for speech. It's called fear of hate propaganda offense or hate crime. This is about words, Owen. This is not just words. It's about feelings. Hate is a feeling, Owen. If someone is afraid you're going to say something that will cause someone else to have hard feelings, a likely to offense, it doesn't even have to happen. I'm afraid he's going to say something that might cause someone to have hard feelings. You can get them locked up. That is the coming law in Canada. Owen, you would understand this more than most.
Well, let's be clear about something before we take this break. This is going to be applied one-sided. This is only going to be applied one way, and we all know which way that is. But I guess before we get into the next segment, I'll kind of let you chew on this and think about this during the break. Well, okay, so you ask, well, what do we do to stop this? Well, do we try to get ahead of it? Does Ezra Levant come out and all the people that lie about Ezra Levant and all the people that write negative stories about Ezra Levant and Rebel News and slander you and libel you, do you get ahead of it and do you say, hey, these people are causing hate against me? Do you go to the court first and you say, all the people that have called you names, all the people that have lied about you and tried to destroy your character, do you get ahead of this and you say, hey, they're going to cause hatred to come to me? They're putting out speech that's anti-me. Do you get ahead of this so that they can see how this could be applied both ways, or to prove that it is only one direction? I'm going to let Ezra chew on that as we go to break, and we'll rejoin and revisit this issue on the other side. The InfoWars Show, Alex Jones Show with you.
Unless you've been living under a rock, you've heard how amazing turmeric is for inflammation, for your joints, your bones, your blood, your organs, your mind, everything. Well, we have Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula with 95% curcuminoid extract. No one that we know of has it even above 85%. This is the strongest formula on the market, and it's way lower price than some of the top brands out there that are 75%, 80% curcuminoid. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula is amazing. You're missing out if you don't try it. It's discounted right now, 40% off InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, a total 360 win. You owe it to yourself to try Body's. I know you'll be amazed. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Body's 95% curcuminoid extract will absolutely blow you away. All you got to do is try it. Get yours now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Such important information here with Ezra Levant from Rebel News. And we can't just assume that this stuff is going to go away. And so we have to find out some way to stop this speech crime bill emotion crime bill from going into place. And Ezra, as I'm listening to you, there's a lot of things that come to my mind, because you hear the terminology, you read this bill, and you just think, well, I mean, it's almost comical. I mean, this is like kindergarten time. This is like something that you put on the wall of a preschool that says, you know, keep your hands to yourself, be nice to one another. And it's like, that's, you know, it's because you just want to teach kids just basic proper manners and conduct. But this is like supposed to be real for adults. I mean, going through Canadian Parliament and Justin Trudeau. But so that's what makes it so eerie. And I started the show today because we've got our own eeriness here in America, obviously, where Joe Biden says we're ending the Second Amendment. We're going to finish the job. We're going to take your firearms. I mean, that sends chills up my spines. And so you combine that with what you're experiencing in Canada, and it's just like, whoa, this is really where we're at right now. So let's get back to where I left you in the last segment. We obviously know the purpose of this is one way, right? This is left to right. That's the direction this goes.
Right.
So how do we stop it? Well, does Ezra Levant get ahead of this? Does Ezra Levant look at all the people that have lied about him, lied about his news organization? Does he pull the quotes? Does he name the individuals and say, hey, all these individuals are causing hate against me. All these individuals' speech and emotions against me apply to this bill. I want them shut down. Is that how we get ahead of this? Is that how you expose it to stop it? What do you think, Ezra Levant?
Well, I mean, let me give you an answer with an American analogy. So what they're doing to Trump, they're going after his business deals, they're trying to get him off the ballot. Those only work because I think the deciders or the prosecutors or the grand juries or whatever the terminology is, they are woke, they hate Trump, they are left-wing, and they're brutal. They'll do literally anything to win. They're not governed by rules of fair play. They're certainly not governed by the American Constitution. So what they're doing to Trump, I suppose someone could say, well, could we do that to Biden, too? Well, you could try. I mean, actually, there's a lot of fodder with Biden's, quote, business deals with foreign energy entities and payments. But you're not going to find woke judges who would allow it. And you're not going to find conservative judges who would go there. So it's actually a one-way fight. Let me give you a Canadian analogy. It's not even an analogy. Let me just tell you how it is in Canada. Justin Trudeau hand picks the members of the so-called Canadian Human Rights Tribunal. They're not appointed for life. They're appointed for a short period of time. And so they want to ingratiate themselves with Trudeau by giving him the answers he wants. They're activists. They're not real judges. So if I were to go before the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal and say, well, Justin Trudeau has fomented hatred against me. For example, during the lockdowns, Trudeau really demonized unvaccinated people. He basically said they shouldn't have the same rights as other people. He set up a no-fly list. If you were not jabbed, you were not allowed on an airplane or a train in Canada, the second largest country in the world. Trudeau hates the unvaccinated. He hates Christians. He's very clear. But if you were to try and go to the Human Rights Tribunal and say, he's discriminating against me because of hate speech, because of my religion, they'd laugh you out of there because they're all woke activists just like him. And by the way, Trudeau, you remember there was a while there where the U.S. was thinking of having an Internet Safety Commissioner, some very odd gal who sort of blew herself up.
Yeah, she was a strange creature. She was in and out real fast.
Let me just read to you from the summary of the law. This law, quote, establishes the Digital Safety Commission of Canada, creates the position of the Digital Safety Ombudsperson of Canada, and establishes the Digital Safety Office of Canada. Those are three different things. So you just had one goofy gal who was going to be the commissioner for internet safety. Trudeau is setting up three new agencies, three new offices, each one of them with a staff, each one of them with a budget, each one of them with hunter-killer lawyers and bureaucrats, and he's only picking people who believe in his agenda. I want to read you just one more thing. That's about the digital safety ombudsperson. This person will have access to sorry, there's so many different, the Digital Safety Commission can get access to inside information from any social media company, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, etc., as an advocate, can poke around inside private information in those companies and then can use that information as advocacy against hate. So this is basically a way of getting into Elon Musk's private stuff and using it to re-weaponize Twitter against Trudeau's enemies. I just want to throw one more thing at you because we're talking about big tech companies. There's this crazy line, and if you've got the law open on your screen, just do a find and search for the word 8%. There was one thing I didn't mention to you. Sorry, I'm jumping all over the place. There's so many things I want to tell you. Oh, and let me just close on this. If there is some, quote, hateful comment online, Trudeau says the companies have to take it down within 24 hours. Now, how do you do that? Let's say a complaint is filed at midnight on Friday night. By the time anyone sort of looks at it, it's Saturday morning. If you get both sides of the story and try and have like a proper adjudication, you can't do that in 24 hours. But if these companies do not comply and do not bend the knee to Trudeau's laws, look at that part that your producer found. They found it really quickly. Companies like Facebook, I'm just going to read it, every operator that commits an offense is liable on conviction, on indictment, to a fine of not more than 8% of the operator's gross global revenue, or $25 million, whichever is greater. So if Facebook, I know this sounds insane, if Facebook doesn't obey, I think Facebook's revenues last year were about $130 billion, just rough numbers. Trudeau says, I'm going to fine you 8% of your global revenues. I'm going to fine you $10 billion. It's like Dr. Evil. I'm going to fine you $10 billion for not engaging in censorship. So what's Facebook going to do? They're going to take everything down. Now, this law may be illegal under the Canada-U.S. Free Trade Agreement. This law may be illegal in a number of ways. But Trudeau's proposing it. You can see it with your own eyes. Trudeau is saying to Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, although he doesn't seem to mind TikTok, Trudeau is saying, if you don't impose censorship the way I want you to, if you don't give me access to your records the way I want you to, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to fine you 8%, not just of your Canadian revenue, but of your American revenue, your European revenue, your Australian revenue. I'm taking $10 billion as a punishment. It wouldn't surprise me, by the way, if some of these companies actually leave Canada, which I think Trudeau wouldn't mind. I don't know if you know this, Owen, but Trudeau said to Facebook, you've got to give money to every news agency that you link to in Canada. And they're all left-wing. And Facebook says, you know, that's not how the internet works. People like when we link to them because we give them traffic. We don't pay for links. That's not how the internet works. Trudeau said you're going to have to pay $100 million a year to all these media companies. And you know what Facebook did? Facebook turned off the news in Canada. You cannot post a link on Facebook to a news source in Canada. It's like the Great Firewall of China.
Well, that's crazy that the news organizations wouldn't push back against that because that's harmful to them as well. But
wanted the money.
We're up against
Google agreed to pay it. Google actually agreed to pay $100 million a year.
This is crazy.
But Facebook said we're out of here.
All right, we're up against a break. Hold that thought. We're up against a break. I'm not surprised Trudeau wouldn't go against TikTok. It's owned by the Chinese, which he seems to love. But, you know, I want to get into something else in the next segment. You know, Trudeau puts on this fairy act. He dances around like a Nancy. Folks, Justin Trudeau is a hardcore bigot and dictator. Do not be fooled by this Nancy boy prancing around.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Vietnam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Being covered by Ezra Levant here from Rebel News on the Alex Jones Show. And I hope that you take these clips. I hope that you take this segment and spread it far and wide. We need to be locking arms with our neighbors to the north to fight for freedom in the West. Now, it's funny because I'm gonna ask Ezra a question. I already know the answer, but the implications are rather serious yet comical. But you brought something up in the first segment when we were talking, Ezra. You were talking about how this bill, the idea or the notion that somehow this is going to aim to eradicate hate, and that is obviously impossible. Well, there was a film that came out called Equilibrium. And in that film, they did discover a way, in their view, to eradicate hate. And that was, of course, via chemical castration, where you had to take injections. The government mandates you take injections. It was like five times a day or whatever. And that was how they, quote unquote, eradicated hate. Now, that seems like a science fiction dystopian film, but yet here we are. They just forced people to take the COVID-19 vaccines, an experimental vaccine. Now they're writing bills to eradicate hate. Well, you combine the two, what do you get? You get the science fiction dystopian film Equilibrium. Now, I said that Justin Trudeau's act like he's some sort of a Nancy Fairy boy is just that, and he's really a hardcore bigot and tyrant. Ezra Levant, did I just commit a crime according to this new proposed legislation in Canada?
You did, and there, because there was a slight sexual innuendo to it, and there's three different ways you would be hit with a hate speech offense.
Well, usually when Trudeau talks about three ways, it's something else, but that's another story.
I mean, criticizing sexual orientation is against the law. Criticizing gender identity and criticizing gender expression. All three of those are prohibited grounds in the law. So I was giving the example earlier of Jordan Peterson because he takes on the transgender issue. But even a news report, because remember, it doesn't have to be false to be hateful. In fact, sometimes the truth is odious. Sometimes people don't want to know the truth because it causes them hard feelings. So in Canada and the United States and other Western countries, there is a phenomenon right now, of course, of transgender, male-to-female transgender athletes who play against girls. And in Canada, there's a case of such an athlete playing against young girls, like 13-year-old girls, 50-year-old guy who's a transgender athlete who not just competes against women, competes against young girls. And if you talk about this in a way that even if it's completely true what you say, if it could likely to expose a person to hatred, that's against the law. So if what you did there, Owen, is likely to expose Justin Trudeau to hatred based on sexual orientation, gender identity, or gender expression, you've just committed an offense in Canada. Now, who's going to prosecute that? Well, that's the thing. You don't need a prosecutor anymore. Any person can file a complaint against you. Now, you're likely beyond the reach of Canadian law, but theoretically, your website could be banned. I don't know if your producers have...
I guess I should never go to Canada, then.
Well, you know, it's getting more dangerous for freedom up here. I don't know if your team has it, but I sent a clip, I think we sent a clip over, of the former minister who actually put the bones of this law together. His name's Stephen Guilbeault. And if you guys don't have it handy, don't worry about it. But he was asked, so that's the new justice minister on screen who implemented it. But we have it. I don't know if you guys have it, but the old heritage minister who drafted the law said that they reserved for themselves the nuclear option. What does that mean? He was talking about making it impossible to access a website anywhere in the country. If you guys don't have that clip, don't worry about it. It's just what I said. So he was asked, well, what happens if a website is not compliant? What happens if someone just doesn't stop saying these bad words? And he answered plainly. He said, he called it the nuclear option, and he said they'll just block an entire website like China does in the Great Firewall of China. When I was in China some years ago, I would type in different websites to see if I could get access to them. And to see what was blocked or not by the Great Firewall of China. Canada would copy that by literally blocking, I would imagine, Infowars.com. It wouldn't surprise me if that happens within the next couple of years. And we're going down that road. Facebook has already been half banned in Canada. Facebook cannot publish Canadian news unless it forks over $100 million. So they're out of here. It wouldn't surprise me if this bill passes and if Trudeau maintains in power, if 5 years from now there are only two kinds of journalism left in Canada, government journalism and banned journalism. They've tried to ban Rebel News several times before. We've had to go to federal court in an emergency applications to overcome Trudeau's censorship. but we've never had to fight three new agencies, lifetime bans, house arrest, the ability for a social media company to knock us off in a 24-hour panic decision or face billions in fines.
I mean, we're talking about bodily autonomy here. They want to be able to just come in and take your blood. You said something we don't like. Yeah. Your blood is ours.
That's serious. That's literally, I'm glad we looked at that, because you would think, what on earth does a blood sample and a urine sample have to do with a restraining order against hate speech? It's got nothing to do with it. It's just because they can. And
by the way, they do that to me. I get subjected to annual drug tests. No drug offenses.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Justin Trudeau, he's a strange character. But one of the things you can tell is what he cares about, because he has, in the last 2 years, he has pushed through three different laws about censoring the internet. He doesn't have three laws about dealing with inflation, or three laws dealing with crime, or three laws dealing with the carbon tax, or three laws dealing with foreign affairs. No. The thing he is obsessed with, the thing that he's throwing all his energy behind, is internet censorship. Here's a detail for you that you might find weird. You call it, your attorney general. We call it the minister of justice. Same thing. But he just had his title, his official title was changed. The title of our attorney general is now minister of justice, attorney general, and minister of state for online harms. That's what this new censorship bill is called, online harms. What does that mean, Owen? There are hundreds of laws in Canada that the justice minister is in charge of, hundreds. The criminal code itself, which in Canada is federal, has hundreds of sections. There are literally thousands of things the justice minister is in charge of. But he has his new title, justice minister and minister for online harms. Censorship is now in his official job description, Owen. It is the most important thing to Justin Trudeau. More bills than anything else. More punishment. There's no life in jail in Canada for anything. Now there is for hate speech. And it is now the official name of the justice minister. Tell me he's not serious, Owen. I know that he is.
Well, think about it. It all goes back to what you said in the opening statement. Darvo. They invert everything. Everything is inversion, and then they claim that you're guilty of exactly what they're doing. If any harm is ever done online, it's the lies that get told about conservatives. It's the lies that get told about patriots. I mean, I can go on and on down this list. Everybody understands exactly what I'm talking about. So what do? They invert that. And they say, oh, we're the ones being harmed. I mean, they do the same thing. Donald Trump committed fraud when he said Mar-a-Lago was worth $100 million. And then they commit fraud and say it's worth $18. They just came out in New York and said, these beef companies are committing fraud, talking about carbon emissions. They're the ones committing fraud, lying about climate change and carbon emissions. So it's always inversion. It's always whatever they're doing, they accuse you of doing. This is just incredible information, folks. Again, I encourage you to take these clips, take these segments, and spread them far and wide. And Ezra, for the last 60 seconds here, a closing statement.
Well, look, Rebel News, we're hardwired to be free speech activists because we're conservatives in a left-wing country. We've set up a petition at stopthecensorship.ca. CA is the Canadian Internet suffix. We've already got over 60,000 names there. I want to demonstrate to Canadians that censorship is not actually our way. And when this law, when this bill becomes a law, and I'm afraid it will, we're going to fight it in court, as we do so often. Owen, I feel like I've got to be, a lot of people leave Canada because it's economically becoming a basket case, because of the lockdowns during the pandemic, and because of the lack of freedom. I feel like we have a duty to be like the captain on the ship. We've got to be here till the last minute. I swear to you and your viewers on the altar of God that I will fight for freedom of speech with every ounce of my energy. This is the final battle for us. This is the only battle that counts.
Someone's got to do it. It looks like Ezra Levant is the man taking the stand. Ezra, thank you so much.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads.
Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.